There is a legend about a monk who died and went to heaven. There in heaven, he was taken on the introductory tour by a local angel. And she showed him unspeakable beauty of the heavens. Materials more lovely than marble, gold, or any precious stone he's ever seen. There were gardens filled with the most incredible blossoms, trees, and fruit. They came after a while to a large room that looked something like a merchant shop. Shelves lined the walls of this shop. Labeled and stacked on the shelves were what looked like dried mushrooms. They were everywhere. And when the monk looked more closely, he saw that they were not dried mushrooms, but they were actually human ears. The angel explained that these were the ears of those on earth who regularly listened to everything but did nothing. When they died, only their ears went to heaven. In our second reading today from the letter of James, James says that it is not enough to just use our ears. It's not enough to hear the word of God. Be doers of the word, he writes. Be doers of the word and not hearers only, so that you do not deceive yourself. We can deceive ourselves. We can deceive ourselves by thinking that we have lived our faith when we have merely listened to it, or thought about it, or even agreed with it. That's not living our faith. Living our faith is expressed in good works. James wrote, "Faith without works is dead." Faith without doing is dead faith. In today's Office of Readings, St. Augustine says, "I wish to caution all of you not to enter the church fruitlessly, satisfied with mere hearing, and failing to do good works." I'll leave you with this thought. In the days of the 18th Amendment, before the 21st Amendment, during the Prohibition years of the early 20th century, we know that alcohol could only be attained by illegal means. There was no government-sponsored regulatory oversight to ensure the quality of alcohol. It was illegal, or the purity of it. Therefore, bootleggers could sell whatever they wanted at any price, as long as there was an eager buyer who was thirsty, and there were plenty of them that would pay the price. Sometimes the buyer paid the price with their own lives. We know that death rates soared because bootleggers often mixed alcohol with other products to boost their bottom line, with other inferior or even poisonous substances. Now, there was one merchant who provided this illegal trade well. His name during Prohibition was William McCoy. William McCoy. He had a reputation for selling only the purest alcohol with no additives. It was safe and it was good. Soon his name became synonymous with this quality alcohol. And on the street, this product was given the name the Real McCoy, a term we use today, the Real McCoy, to refer to anything of fine quality. Who among Christians is the real McCoy? In today's readings, we learn it is not the one who just listens to the faith, it's not the one who just thinks about it or even agrees with it. The real McCoy is a doer of the word. Or else, only our ears may go to heaven. But I will say this to all of you in front of me. To all of you who have come to this Mass on this gorgeous August Sunday morning. I know you could be doing something else. To all of you who listen, think, and agree that the church is our way to salvation, but you also are doers. You do worship Christ. You do your Sunday obligation. You do tithe to support all that we do here. To me, you are the real McCoy.